and listening. And 8 XP.
This is KF8BGX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Golf X-Ray. We're monitoring.
Radio check for you. I'll copy. Over. Sounds good. Sounds good. Good radio check. Thank you. Over. Radio check. Radio check. I'll copy. Over. Austin, you copy? Austin, you copy? Over. Good copy.
I can hear you up here in East Tawas. E8SEV.
Listen. I'm up here in the south side of the city. Over.
Yeah, you got a call sign with that? Over.
Hey, it's now passing Daly Road. Should be there in 10 minutes, give or take. Over.
CD monitoring.
KE8SCV, this is W8FFR. I hear you loud and clear.
Roger that. Well, must be that 140 watts from East Tallahassee, Roger.
Yeah, you're coming in very strong, Matt. It kind of sounds a little... Like, you ever turn the... I don't know if you've ever been in a room where someone turns the mic gain up all the way, and you're in an auditorium, and it just sounds like you want to smash your head in the drywall. Yeah, that's how you're coming in.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for that.
So anyways, what are you doing on this fine evening?
Well, I'm not going to go in here to the radio and see what my mic gain's on, but I pulled my face away from the holes and just watching the news and trying to see when World War III is going to start and see how many people, they just killed one of the Hamas leaders. Good for them.
That sounds a lot better, by the way. And, yeah, when I start seeing clouds and stuff in the sky, I think I'm just going to just go ahead and go to Antarctica. Be like, nope. Antarctica's kind of nice this time of year.
Oh, but you can't have wisdom teeth, nor can you have an appendix if you want to go down there.
All right, I guess you're right. I'll just go find some desolated island in the middle of nowhere Pacific Ocean.
Well, Christmas Island is always radioactive.
Yeah, I tell you, though, everyone's yards are just absolutely littered with yard signs. I think there's more this time than there was the last election, and, yeah, it's just... I just appreciate how much effort people put into their yard signs and their political things around election season. I mean, it's annoying, all the yard signs, but there's some people who go pretty all out during election season, and I do got to give them some props for the effort they put in.
Yeah, I guess so. I just turned my TV on for the first time in about, well, since July, and television these days, I'm getting WNEM out of, I don't know, you watch it, any show you watch, it's 10 minutes long and 20 minutes of commercials, and at the end, being an election year, there's the other 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's an affirmative. I don't even have TV. I just watch YouTube videos, educational YouTube videos. But even YouTube is like in a 20-minute video. It'll be so many ads. I'm like, why? Why? I could be watching a video on why Wyoming has a large amount of wealth, and then I'll have a commercial for, like, I don't know, some type of fundraiser in the middle of a YouTube video.
Yeah, roger that. Yep, that's pretty much what I do. I got YouTube Premium, and, there's just a plethora of stuff you can find on that. For $14 a month, I'd rather watch that than want cable.
Oh, yeah, all the content I like is on YouTube, and it's, honestly, it's all educational type stuff. The whole college, anything, just stuff, and watch a lot of geography, too, and just stuff I can nerd out about, I can find on YouTube, and it's a lot more entertaining than watching TV.
Yeah, roger that. If you're, they say about around 7:30-ish, I don't know if you've seen the comet over there, supposedly in the western sky, sunset, you might see that comet.
Oh, there's a comet today?
Well, apparently, CNN said it was there. No, really. There's supposed to be a comet in the western sky right after sunset, about 7:30-ish. And, well, I'm not going to go out there. I could probably go see it, but, you know, then I'd have to put pants back on and go back out. Well, now, I ain't doing that.
I'm in my car heading home from work right now, so I'm probably going to get in the house. I'm probably, once I get in the house, the only way I'm leaving the house is if I catch a fireball tonight. Other than that, I ain't leaving the house.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Yeah, it's supposed to be right after sunset in the western sky. I seen a picture of it on the Flint News, WNEM, so apparently it's only going to be there for a couple, three, 4 days. They seen it last night, and I think they said 2 or 3 or 4 days. I wasn't really following it. I was playing pool on the internet.
All right, well, I'll definitely note it in case I do want to go watch it. I'm just really curious as to how the recent geomagnetic storms and all that's affecting radio, because the horse has knocked over my radio tower, and I now have a new one, a 30-foot one that's in the house, and they gave it to me to put it up yet. So my base station's been out of operation now for probably 2 weeks. So I haven't been able to do any radio unless I'm in my car.
Well, actually, the morning has kind of cleared up a little bit. Up here in East Tallahassee, I usually listen to the 9-4 machine out of West Branch on the coffee talk, but I don't usually get on there because I'm about that time. I'm getting dressed and getting ready to head out the door, go to work. So, and then when I get to work, I have my other AC radio got there right by my toolbox. So I just listen. I don't want to key that thing up in the shop because everybody would. I don't think anybody would like it with the compressors and the air hammers running.
Yeah, I wouldn't appreciate that either. It's bad enough when you're playing video games and some dude in the lobby is blasting music through their headset, and everyone who's playing the game can hear their music. And it's usually not coming through clear. I understand why you might not want to start transmitting while at work.
Somebody else out there want to break in? Go ahead. P8SCG, stand by listening. Well, apparently not. I gave you like 4 seconds. Back to you, FFR.
Stay firm, and still trying to figure out how to use EchoLink without having to push the transfer button, so I can actually use it while I'm in the work truck, so I can link up with the repeater and actually talk on the repeater, but I haven't figured out anything yet. And every time I try to look up something on the internet, it just points me towards Alexa, Amazon Alexa. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just recently put it on my laptop, I think in March I got an EchoLink, but, I went on it a couple of times and got pointed towards another, I don't know what to call it, one of the links, because there's so many links on there, and yada, 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 it's just, it's almost hard to navigate, but, some of the local guys over here said, well, go to this guy's link, and yada, 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 and I was like, well, okay, but this is all up in the Northeast Michigan area for, I guess, I don't know. I'm still learning a bunch of stuff.
And I like to occasionally join a net out of Lexington, Kentucky via EchoLink, since I don't have my license to general, so I can't get on my frequency. And I also don't have the money to be able to get HF radio or set up.
Yeah, well, that's going to change for me. I'm getting close to retirement age, so, yeah, I think if I was going to get a radio with HF, it would be a 991. One of them, I got like four AC radios here. This one's got a $500 Taiwanese power supply, a foot warmer on her. 5 watts in, up to 200 watts out, so, and I'm talking on the Tram 1481. It's not up too high, but I'm kind of back in the boondocks here, not too far off of Lake Huron.
So I know all about power supplies. I mean, I had a ham sell me one. I forget what the brand is, but it's an older power supply, and let me tell you, that sucker is a beast. I mean, I can run multiple radios off of it, and it's a brick. It is a literal brick. It's a good power supply. I am very glad that I have that power supply. And knowing that I can run multiple radios off of it, that's just even better. And I love it. Every time I turn the power supply on, the lights in my bedroom dim. They full on dim, and it's like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I didn't need power supply. I meant fire in the wire. Anyway, we're going to have to take a standby here and go get it. So this is Canadian STV. We're going to be on the side.
And before you go, I just got back from my house, so I'm actually going to sign off going and get some dinner. So Canadian STV, I'm 7-3. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on the airwaves sometime. This is W8FFR. I am clear on your final.
KUSCV clear.
W8DAP. KK7CU from W8DAP. KK7CU from W8DAP.
KK7CU.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? Found your microphone, huh?
Sorry, I was downstairs. I heard you come through the HD, but the HD isn't quite strong enough from in the house.
Roger. I don't know if I asked you before, but can you make it into the Romeo machine from where you're at? Or is this one a lot closer?
I'm fairly certain this one's a lot closer. I haven't tried the Romeo machine. I do have it programmed, so we can try QSY and see if it works.
Roger. Okay. Yeah, I'll meet you over there. W8EAP.
KK7CU, QSY. KK7CU, back on with here. KK7CU.